This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
9:07, your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! Thank you, Todd Rundgren and company. We always look forward to banging on the drum because that means it is Friday. And in this particular one, it's actually Happy Friday Pi Day. Yep, 314. And you know what follows that? 317. God bless the Irish.
Oh, for sure.
Aye. Hey. So you've got that on Monday. Top story, government shutdown averted. By Super Chuck, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, right.
Well, in a way.
Well, yeah, because he's a wimp.
Well, strategically, he didn't have a choice, and we'll dig into that coming up. But right now, we've got the general manager, CEO of GRU, the Gainesville utility company owned by the city of Gainesville. Ed Belarski, good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I wish I could capture this energy and put it through the wires.
Yeah, could we get a percentage of that, a feed-in tariff we would charge you?
We can negotiate that.
Okay. All right. We could work that out. Well, welcome. As you've got a board in place that is actually supposed to be running and advising GRU, and it used to be the city commission was in charge. So this change came about because of the governor. Has it been a good thing overall?
Oh, my goodness. This has been something earth-shattering for people working at the organization. We're looking at things in a whole different way now, in business perspective. The whole issue related to stormwater and solid waste billings is a result of us saying, well, who's responsible for what? What's the best for the GRU customers and its system? So we said, well, gee, should GRU customers be paying on that bill something that is a city service? Now, of course, it doesn't go to county customers, but it goes to city customers. So we looked at that and said, yeah, let's talk to the city about taking that off the bill. And that's what the conversation began. And that was with the authority of the authority, the new board.
Yeah. Anytime you see your bill goes up, you're going to automatically go, oh, you wouldn't believe what my light bill is or what my power bill is. They refer to it as the singular thing that's all on GRU, when in fact, you guys don't handle the trash pickup part of it. And in fact, the bill's kind of complicated. Is that something you're going to address?
Oh, absolutely. We want to make it more understandable. And you raised that very, very good point. We're the only utility in Florida that is billing for as many services as we do. We have electric, water, wastewater, natural gas, stormwater management, and garbage collection. That's a big burden, particularly when if you can't pay the entire bill, you can have your electric shut off.
So you're the vice principal of the whole thing. In other words, they don't make right the punisher, as that role usually is. So you're the punisher. Hey, here's the threat. You don't pay this part of your bill, we'll cut off your power. You're put in that role whether you want to be there or not, right?
And we don't want to be in that role.
And if people have problems with the trash pickup, they call you, but really you just end up forwarding really that to the city, correct?
We talk to our counterpart
company.
Yeah, we talk to the counterparties at the city, and it's a very inefficient way to do something.
Now, is the city, I know there's the relationship there is a bit tenuous, if I could say that. Are they working with you to help to address some of these issues?
Yeah, actually, you know, the boots on the ground, you know, we work very well with our city brethren. I'm having regular conversations with the city manager. This is all a good thing. They're working, I think, very well with us.
I think the biggest question that most people are concerned about, if they have GRU as their utility company, is, are we going to see bills come down? What is the time frame for that? And the secondary one would be, you know, fiscally getting, you know, everything in order. What's the timetable on that?
Sure. I remember the last time I was here, we kind of talked. I think you said, boy, you got a job ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, since the authority took over, our average 1,000 kW bill has went from $157 to $137. So it's $20, real money. A lot of that is in the fuel adjustment, mm-hmm. which we've actually, it's not that we're flowing with the market. We entered into some really interesting agreements. They're called natural gas prepayments. It's a vehicle by which you can secure discounts on natural gas.
I think the airline maybe uses a similar thing to purchase their fuel.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've secured discounts of 30 to 60 cents a million BTU on our natural gas purchases. What does that mean? $4.6 million a year that we weren't able to secure when we were managed and governed by the city commission. Because guess what? Fossil fuel's bad.
Uh-huh.
And we won't get into any contract that involves those natural
gas. Even though fiscally it absolutely makes sense.
We gave away somewhere in the order of $15 million over the period of time where they were recalcitrant and didn't want to do that. That came right out of the pocketbooks of our customers.
Wow.
It's unconscionable.
$15 million.
Yes.
For just a bad decision.
That's what they could have saved if they would have instituted the policy they have now, which would not have been instituted under the city leadership, correct?
Correct. So all you need to know about having the authority govern the utility is look at the natural gas prepayments. Look at the fact that we're taking these non-utility payments or billings off the bill.
Is the biomass plant running? Is it running all the time? What? Give me the long and short of the biomass plant, if you were giving me the quick report on it.
Sure. Yeah, actually, it's in the money right now. It is running because natural gas prices are pretty high right now. They're in the $4 million BTU range. It wouldn't have been the plant we built. Probably would have went with something else, but you go with what gets you there. It is running. It adds to the diversity of fuel that we have out there, so it's an asset for us. We certainly overpaid in terms of the power purchase agreement that we had to buy out of, but it's an asset for us at this point. So I'm fully supportive of running it the way we can. It adds to our portfolio.
I still can't get over in this environmental bastion, of Gainesville, that they thought that cutting down trees to burn for power was somehow a progressive thing. And on top of that, they really didn't spend a lot of time explaining how the wood was going to get there. Like, how many trucks do we have on the road all the time burning diesel fuel?
Yeah, I will tell you, it was a means to an end. And, now that it's here.
Oh, yeah, you were handed this. I'm not blaming you. No, this was handed to you. I get it.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly
so,
right.
So you got the trucks. I just want to make sure that any lefties that were supportive of that kind of thing, the biomass and all that, we knew from the get-go they weren't doing their homework. They just said, well, the progressives are for it, so are we. And therein lies the issues and problems that you now have to dig out of.
Yes, and I think, you know, we're actually doing a good job with them. Before we went on with something else, I want to mention that GRU is strong on reliability at this point. We received for the third consecutive time an RP3 Diamond Award from the American Public Power Association, which is a very...
prestigious?
Yeah, very prestigious award that only goes to 38 utilities in the country.
Wow.
And that we're right there. And I far less than that have gotten it three times in a row.
This is measuring like a customer service and outages and how they...
Reliability.
Okay.
And, you know, across the organization. So it's a very prestigious award.
Well, that's good. The other big question we didn't get to yet was the fiscal footing, trying to get you back after the biomass buyout and those extraordinary expenses, how you're going to get back on track and how long will it take?
Well, what we're doing is we're looking at expenses across the organization. We didn't have a rate increase this past year. I've told my folks that we're not looking to have a rate increase next year. We're not going to do this on the backs of customers. We're not going to do it on the backs of our employees as well, but we need to do it on the backs of the folks that got us there. We reduced the general fund transfer to the city to a level that allows us to pay back debt. We've paid back $29 million this past year, $38 million last year on additional debt payments. So we have a plan of paying down $400 million of debt over the remaining 9 years now under this plan. We have a fiscally responsible way to get to where we need to increase the credit rating for the organization, lower interest rates, be able to reduce our rates for our customers.
Well, look, hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and you seem to be on track to do it, and that's a good thing.
If I have a minute, I know you're a big Clay Electric fan.
Uh-huh.
GRU's electric bill for 1,000 kW is $137. Clay Electric,
$136. Whoa!
Yeah, baby.
Look at that.
As a GRU customer.
You know, when Clay Electric has a profit, they send me a check.
That's right. I understand.
But that's a cooperative.
That's right.
And they don't have all that debt to pay back.
But good job.
Yeah.
That says something about the rates right there. It says a lot. All right. Ed Belarski, General Manager, CEO of GRU. Good things happening there. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang on.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big birthday shout out. If we did them, we'd send a shout out to Al. It's Al's birthday.
Really?
Today.
Already?
Yep.
Happy birthday, Al.
Born in, well, he can't hear you. He was
really?
Born in 1879.
Well, so he's that old? His hearing's not that good? Is that what you're saying?
I think he has long since passed.
Oh.
I'm talking about Al Bert Einstein.
Yes. Okay.
Remember him?
Yeah. All hair. All over the place, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you, people that have crazy hair end up being very smart people. Look at, you've got Einstein, you got Donald Trump. There's two.
That's a lot of hair.
Don King, there's three.
Well, two out of three ain't bad.
What's wrong with Don King?
Oh, he's a creative man. It was quite entertaining.
It's a famous boxing promoter.
I know we don't do shout-outs because you're not doing one to them. And
no,
I'm not doing one for Dave either. Yeah, you know Dave.
Dave's not here, man.
Oh, man. Anyway, I ran into Dave yesterday. I was out running around, and we happened to be in the same place at the same time, and he saw my Jeep, and he's like, I know that green Jeep. And so, yeah, shout-out to Dave. Loves the show. Listen to you back in
all the way back to Orlando.
Orlando days, yeah.
So...
Must have been about 12 when he was listening and you were on the radio. But anyway, but Dave loves the show, loves
Thanks,
the station.
Dave.
And so we appreciate you listening and appreciate your support.
Wow. That's I love that.
He wants me to bring him a Sky t-shirt. He says, I'll wear that all over the place.
I'm we'll trade anything for apple fritters. I got no problem with that.
No.
No problem with that.
We're not above that.
The company's not paying for the... Okay, maybe that.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. And we appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Albert Einstein. It is interesting, though, that he... was born on this day, because mathematically, this is what? Pi, 314, the ratio of the circumference of a circle. You remember way, way, way back, the whole math thing? How was I taught it? I think it did have to do with the area of a pizza, I think is what it had to do with. That way, they actually kept my attention, at least for a little while. And that's what I had for lunch that day. All right. What else is going on? Your top story. Chuck Schumer, of all people, says, hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and pass that CR, that continuing resolution. You know, we don't want the government to shut down. He's not a fan of the CR, apparently. And he's not a fan of the government shutting down either. And what he pointed out is, I don't want the evil, nasty... No, I'm sorry. He said nasty. I don't think he said evil, but he said the vicious and nasty Trump and Musk ruining democracy. Yeah. He said under a shutdown, it is the executive branch, in this case, Trump, Musk, Doge, who we all know are authoritarians, vicious, nasty, who would have sole control over what is funded and what isn't. They'd get to determine what is an essential service. Oh, to Democrats, every single fragment of government is completely essential.
Obama said elections have consequences.
Oh, no, only if Democrats get elected, I think is what he meant. Yeah. Anyway, he says the CR bill, he said, he's going to push it, promote it, and vote yes on it, because otherwise Trump and Doge and Musk, they will cut to smithereens to a point that would be far greater than the CR bill. Oh, and he can't have that, right? And there would be no recourse. So President Trump absolutely used sound political strategy to avoid a government shutdown. And whether he wanted to or not, Chuck Schumer was a big help. Yeah. You know, he is not a happy camper right now. And tough. Too bad. And when it comes to trying to compete with Trump from a strategic standpoint, you have been weighed and measure, and Chucky boy, you fall far short, pal. So it looks like, if everybody follows through, that the shutdown will be avoided. Otherwise, 11:59 p.m. tonight, the government would begin shutting down. And then, of course, what's determined essential services and not is how some things would be funded or not. But actually, shutting down the government ends up costing more, so that's one of the reasons why you would try to avoid it. And Chuck Schumer has seen the light, so to speak. Yeah. All right. What else do we have going on? Got our Florida Gators tearing it up on the hardwood, baby. Basketball. The NCAA brackets will be coming out Sunday evening. And the Gators, have a very strong possibility of being a number one seed. And that is important because statistically, 16 of the last 23 championships have been won by a team that was a number one seed. 16 of the last 25 years, 6 of the last 7. So getting that number one could prove to be pretty important. They've got to win tonight. They've got to play Missouri in the SEC tournament. That's quarterfinals. So go Gators. And bracketology begins. Everybody will start filling them out Monday. And work productivity will drop accordingly.
Yes, it will. Faster than my GRU bill.
Yeah. There you go. Wasn't that some good news?
Yeah, I love those. See those rates drop.
If you missed the good news, remember, we've always got the Bob Rose Show podcast that you can go to. And that's free, of course. But you just go and download it wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of this fine show. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. That's where you contribute upbeat, positive thoughts only. Looking forward to that. More headlines, information, a little bit of fun on this Friday Pi Day. 97.3 The Sky. Deep breathing. Take it all in.
Yes.
And an attitude of gratitude will take you a long way, my friends. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. It is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. Hey, I've got an update on the Sudiksha Konanki. And sorry that, her name is a little difficult for me. But this is the woman from the University of Pittsburgh that disappeared at the Dominican Republic, you know, like so many spring breakers. Mm-hmm. Went down there, got her on video around 4 a.m. With, it appears to be, another college senior that they believe they met there. I don't think they knew each other previously, although that hasn't been established 100%. But anyway, his name is Joshua Riibe, R-I-I-B-E, and he's 28 now. This was kind of news to me this morning. He talked to law enforcement. He said, I was a lifesaver. I grabbed her and pulled her out. This is according to a transcript that I guess some of the local news agencies in DR were able to get a hold of it. And he said, we waded out into waist deep water. We talked and kissed until the surf became too strong for them. A big wave came and hit us both. And as the water returned, it came back and swept us out to sea. Absolutely could happen. He claimed the duo cried for help when they returned to the surface, but their calls went unanswered as no one was around the beach during their middle of the night escapades. He said that he and Ms. Konanki were tired out from swimming in the rough water, which again could be true. It's 4 a.m. They were partying, right, at the club. But he claims he fought to get them out of the dire situation. He said he put his arm under her and swam her back to the beach, but was met with resistance. It took me a long time to get her out. It was difficult. He said, I was a lifeguard in the pool, not in the sea. The former high school wrestler says he swallowed a lot of seawater during the Daring Sea rescue. I could have lost consciousness several times. He said he managed to get the two of them back to a safe spot in the water closer to the beach. He recalled hearing her saying that she was going to get her belongings as the water had pushed them away from the area they had set up. The 20-year-old said he was still knee-deep. She was still knee-deep in water and walking at an angle, I'm assuming toward the beach. The last time I saw her, I asked her if she was okay. I didn't hear her answer because I started vomiting all the seawater I had swallowed. After I threw up, I looked around and didn't see anyone. I thought she had grabbed her things and left. Said he didn't feel well, so he sat in a beach chair and fell asleep before he was awoken by sunrise and mosquitoes. He claimed he then returned to his hotel room, briefly talking to his friend before falling back asleep. But he didn't answer many key questions that they wanted to know about. His response was, my lawyers advised me not to answer those questions, and I'm following their advice. And they wanted to know things like, how can we verify that everything that you have said corresponds to the truth? Could you tell us what you told your friend, Carter Joseph, when he asked about the missing girl? What do you think about her disappearance? Did she know how to swim or not? I don't know that's, well, I mean, it's relevant to it, but they can find that out
right
from family members, parents, things like that, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember if she made any gestures or cries while she was in the sea? And here's the big one. Did you inform the authorities or the hotel what had happened to you and the girl on the beach?
Right.
Now, of course, he's kind of covered that by saying, well, no, I mean, I thought she picked up her stuff and left.
Right, because he says they were both out of the water.
Not completely out of it.
But he's letting go of any responsibility at
right.
that point. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you tell your friend what had happened with you and the girl on the beach?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about the situation? Those questions went unanswered.
Sky Listener pondered, did he notice if, and again, we don't know all the real scenario, if and when he went back to gather any of his things, did he notice whether or not her things were really gone or not, or were they still there?
That was a question that, so, yeah, that I had as well. Like, if you see her belongings are there,
then you should know something's wrong.
Yes.
After she said, I'm going to go get my stuff.
The other thing would be if you could get a physical look-see at this person in question, any scratch marks, like, you know, if you were attempting to say, if there was foul play
That's
and
true.
He tried to drown her, sometimes there would be marks where the person is, you know, attempting to fight back. I don't know if that was covered or not, but you know, so he's basically owning that he was with her in the water.
Right.
And then after that, he's not taking responsibility for it. And again, you know, innocent until proven guilty, very well may not have had anything to do with it. And
sure.
she may have slipped back out in the current and he didn't know about it, wasn't aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what he says so far seems viable. And yeah, I mean, the big thing would be, well, you know, why didn't you make sure?
Right. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You're on a beach by yourself because there's no one else there, according to what he says. How about you make sure she gets somewhere okay? Be
A gentleman?
Yeah, just be a man and take some responsibility there. So
yeah.
You got her to the beach overnight. How about you make sure she gets off the beach?
Right.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and he thought, well, you know, she just got her stuff and left. She was probably really tired, too, or whatever, really tired from, you know, trying to swim back, whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what the next pieces of information are on that particular case. But I think, you know, people definitely feel for the family going through that.
Oh, my goodness,
they've got, you know, especially, you know, daughters and stuff that are traveling. And, you know, I brought this up on the air a long time ago, and my daughter talked about joining the Peace Corps, and I won't tell you. Well, I'll tell you what I said. Now, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
I just said I have a different name for it, and you know, it's how unfortunately many people are violated.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I forbid her. She goes, "You can't stop me." And I go, "I could try."
Yeah.
And she changed her mind.
Right.
I think she did some research on it.
Mm-hmm.
She knew her daddy was the deacon of knowledge, and that I would not lead her in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying, yeah, of course. I mean, I want to try to protect my daughter. I don't care if she's 18 or 19 or whatever.
Right.
And I remember people saying, yeah, but there's also a thing where, you know, there's a certain amount of freedom and responsibility they have to learn and they have to take on, and it's part of maturity and growth and all that. I mean, I'll give you that. And younger people seem to want to travel a lot more than we did when we were their age. They really, and God bless them. I think it's great. But man, oh man, if you are going to do that, you have to have some systems in place.
And we keep seeing a lot of naive young people making really bad decisions that they think are okay, when they're traveling, spring break, vacation, Peace Corps, whatever the case may be.
The buddy system only works if you stick with your buddy. Period. Yeah. That's why they call it the buddy system. And people are, oh, well, you know, sometimes you kind of want to do your own thing. Well, not when you're in a foreign land.
That's the problem.
Not when you're in a foreign land. Not that bad things couldn't happen to you here. Of course they can.
Sure, it does all the time.
But in a foreign land, the risks go up. There's multipliers there. So, hey, you know what would be great is, you know, if she comes out of the woodwork and says, oh, yeah, I hit my head coming out of there. I can't remember anything. Mm-hmm. And she'd be alive and well.
It'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
You can still pray for that. I do. I told you earlier, one of the stories of the day is it really looks good to avoid this government shutdown. It looks like Chuck Schumer caved in. He blinked. If he didn't blink and there was a government shutdown, that would allow, even in his own words, the executive branch to wield some pretty large powers and basically decide what is or isn't an essential service, and that could go unchallenged by the courts. So Chuck Schumer saw what he was risking and did an about-face and said, you know what, maybe that old spending bill is not that terrible. Of course, he used it as a a soapbox to just say how vicious, nasty, and awful of Musk and Trump are and Doge and all that. He is what he is. Okay, he's Chucky.
Yeah, you know, it makes you wonder on the way that because of the way they are treating Musk. And you got all the riots, nicely riots. You got all the protests and people with their signs, and they're catching Teslas on fire. I wonder if on the other side of the coin, how many people who've never considered a Tesla, who can't afford one, are going to go buy one, who maybe never even thought about it, but just might make that decision. I don't know. Just got to wonder about that.
Well, the president said he was going to buy one.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Of course, I don't know how common knowledge it is. I think it's pretty common. You know, the president doesn't drive. Neither does the vice president. No, they can't.
No, not allowed. There's a couple of videos out there. You can check them out on YouTube. Things the president is not allowed to do. And you might be surprised. And that's one of them. They don't drive themselves anywhere. Yeah.
No, I mean, there's good sound security reasons for that, I'm sure.
You're leader of the free world. There's some restrictions there.
Yeah. Although, what if you wanted to drive the beast? You still couldn't be the driver?
No. Remember, and that just reminds me. Remember when
he took the steering wheel?
Oh, he wrestled the Secret Service agent and tried to grab the steering wheel. And the Democrats were actually putting that out as a story. Yeah. I'm thinking, have you ever been in the car? It doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't work that way.
And usually the guys that are on those, you know, the A-teams and stuff, they're pretty strong.
Yeah.
They're type A's.
They would spread garbage like that, and sadly, we know people that probably believe
they do it with everything.
They believe it.
They do it with everything.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, they've never met a lie they didn't like.
No, not when it comes to Trump.
Hey, good news! General Electric Aerospace will invest nearly $1 billion. Wait, let me do that again. $1 billion.
Yes.
Into American manufacturing. The Ohio-based company announced this on Wednesday, saying they are aligned with the Trump administration's economic goals. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The mainstream media going to do much on that, huh? They might. We covered that. It'll be like half a sentence.
Yeah.
Right? General Electric announced they're going to. The aerospace giant also stated that they will hire 5,000 U.S. workers this year. Right on.
Nice.
CEO Larry Culp shared more about the good news with Maria Bartiromo from Fox News Business. And he said the business is growing at a very rapid pace. A major investment will fuel thousands of American jobs. And when Bartiromo brought up how the U.S. has lost a big chunk of manufacturing to Mexico and China in recent years, Culp said the Trump administration's objectives around American competitiveness, around American manufacturing, American innovation is certainly well aligned with how we're running this business. That's big.
That's huge.
Here's your stock tip. Yeah. GE Aerospace is set to become a publicly traded company.
Ooh.
April the 2nd.
There you go.
That is not a tip or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just telling you what is happening.
It's just a fact. Yeah.
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 9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. All right. It is your turn. We need things that make you smile. We need upbeat, positive thoughts. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 877-975-9825 for things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, and it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So go ahead and call in right now, 877-975-9825 with your upbeat positive thoughts. Greg, you know what's making me smile?
What's that, Bob?
6th Annual Appreciation Dinner. It's Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. They do great work with veterans. They help to heal the hidden wounds of war. And this is a great opportunity for maybe local businesses to sponsor a veteran, buy a table, bring their workers, co-workers out.
Oh, yeah.
But it is going to be at the World Equestrian Center this year. So that, makes
fancy.
It an even bigger deal.
Yeah.
And it is April 26th. So make plans now. And Major General James the Hammer Hartsell is going to be speaking there. There's going to be great food, drink, live auction, silent auction. This is a big fundraiser for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, and we would love to have your help. For more information, just go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org, and I will see you there. All right? Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
40 years ago, I had a rock band, and we used to do outside parties, and they got so big that the GPD or the authorities shut us down. I'm 40 years later. There's three of us guys left from all these friends. We're meeting tonight to see the Gator game and eat some seafood. God bless America.
Oh, that's nice.
Old friends, good friends.
Yeah.
Sticking around. I like that. And it makes me smile that the Gators are doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working on hopefully becoming a number one seed when the brackets come out Sunday night. But they need to win tonight against Missouri as part of the SEC tournament. So go Gators.
There you go. I was really smiling when you were talking to the CEO of Ed Bilarski earlier. And he was talking about how they have managed to adjust rates because I'm a GRU customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact that they are separating that bill up a little bit so people understand what they're paying for what. But the fact that they're actually bringing that electric rate down. I mean, seriously, that's that's huge, you know, because that bill could get high sometimes.
And
so
he didn't try to take credit for it all. He said, you know, part of it is fuel adjustment costs.
They're making good decisions.
And he also explained how they struck such a great deal with the energy companies that he saved, in this last one, like $4.5 million. Because they gave him a better deal.
Right.
A deal that the city commissioners, when they were in charge of GRU, didn't even attempt to do because ooh, boo, hiss, fossil fuel, evil. So let's pay more for it?
And they would have saved another $15 million.
Yeah, if they had instituted
that. Not to be a downer, but the fact that they're actually making progress. Hey, listen, anything moving forward, I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate it.
Any reduction in our costs of trying to stay alive
is
welcome and makes us smile, indeed. Great stuff. Thanks again for participating. Things that make you smile brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Don't go away, though. Coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun, and that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So a plane was flying from Colorado Springs to Dallas. There was a weird vibration of the engines. They decided, this American Airlines flight, that they're going to land in Denver. And they do, successfully. And they're taxiing to the gate. And then it looks like there's some smoke and issues. So they get everybody out of the plane and the crew safely. And they thanked everybody, the crew members, the Denver team, first responders, all that, to getting everybody on the ground and safely as a priority. Yep. So whoever shouted, D-plane, is a hero and your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe weekend. Go Gators. See ya.